The black helicopter crowd notion.
The tyranny is always lurking just around the corner.
They're embarrassing. They're making it crazy. And now they're right.
Black helicopter crowd really is upset.
The people are stupid and they're drunk. There'll be a revolution and they're going to lose. There are too many guns and too many people ready to fight them. I am a man of peace, but we have gangsters running this country. Criminals, gangsters.
We're normal. We see total criminal takeover, the death of freedom.
It is the most corrupt, degenerate, criminal government in American history. I'm trying to awaken people, but look at the morons around you. They're zombies.
You're listening to Black Helicopter News on the Armageddon Records Network. And now here's your host.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of the podcast. This is episode 64 and I'm your host, President Zen One, and we've got a great show for you today. We're going to check out what's making headlines, and later on we have a special report on the curse of the chain strangler, Carl Pruitt's murderous ghost killed beyond the grave. But first, be sure to like us on Facebook, Black Helicopter News, and follow me on Twitter and Instagram at President Zen One. Moving on, I want to take a second to apologize for the delay in episodes. Just really wasn't feeling like it and didn't want to put out some half-assed episode and waste both of our time. But I'm back with a vengeance and will be releasing episodes, new episodes, every Saturday. Also, I'll be looking into evolving the show. As always, I always say that. Putting clips on YouTube eventually and just overall enhancing the quality of the show. Taking tips from other podcasts I like, such as The Alex Jones Show, The Joe Rogan Podcast, TESD, and The Cracked Podcast. As well, you can be sure I'll be doing a Halloween episode, a Thanksgiving episode, Christmas, and New Year's. I'll also do another telethon just for shits and giggles. On top of all that, I'm in negotiations to book some new guests. Andy Malafrini, hope I'm saying his name right. He's the host of the Dope Show podcast, which you should check out. And Rick and Sarah, hosts of the Ice in a Face podcast, which you should also check out. Fellow podcasters I met at the Asbury Park Podcast Festival last summer on the roof of the Asbury Park Beer Garden. Check them out. They are very good at what they do. Also, I'm still working on getting more guests to come on the show. It always makes things more interesting and a lot more funny moments. So keep that in mind. Other than that, I guess I'd like to say my summer-long job hunt is concluded and I landed a great gig for now. And as a reward, I bought a Tascam DR40 to record the podcast on, which I'm recording on now. This was recommended to me by the host of the Minds podcast, Jay Hernandez, my friend. So check his podcast out as well. It's good stuff. And I appear on his show from time to time. And that's all I got to say about that. So moving on, let's see what's making headlines.
You're listening to Black Helicopter News, your trusted news source in the alternative media. Here's what's in the news.
Whistleblower Edward Snowden will not be pardoned, U.S. Intel director. And no, he won't be. You know why? For starters, you'll be out of a job. Because if Edward Snowden is pardoned, or if he's given a fair shake at a trial, people are going down, people are losing jobs, people will be executed and sent to secret prisons. Edward Snowden did nothing wrong. He exposed that the government was spying on us, and the government, lo and behold, was. So, while he committed a crime to expose it, the lesser of two evils should be that those that were illegally taking action to spy against the citizenry of this great country, they are the ones that should be in exile facing secret prison and torture, such as the U.S. intelligence director. All right, Obama, I will consider it a personal insult if you don't vote Hillary. Well, all I have to say about this is prepare to be insulted, Obama, because no one with half a mind is going to vote for Hillary. And I think that Hillary's polarizing nature and war crimes are just going to usher in a Trump administration that will last 8 years. George Soros putting $500 million into Muslim invasion of the EU. Yeah, this is really sickening. George Soros, the puppet master behind Obama, who is fomenting violence in funding Black Lives Matter and just all round inciting civil war and trying to turn citizens against the police and backing Hillary, he's funding the Muslim invasion of the European Union, which, as you can see, resulted in numerous attacks so far in Paris and other places, which is sickening. And Hillary Clinton will do nothing but follow his orders and bring in millions upon millions of more refugees. So this is not good, because ISIS has been seen in videos admitting they're sneaking terrorist cells in through the refugees. That is why George Soros is an evil man. That is why Obama and Hillary are evil entities. And they are destroying this world. Next, Pepsi admits Aquafina bottled water is just tap water. This really just takes the cake. And this also is really upsetting, because the fluoride they're putting in the waters to control and dumb down this society. You'd think you'd have a safe haven by getting bottled water, but no. Next, Netflix, the Punisher standalone series may already be filming. And this is going to be good, because Daredevil series on Netflix was amazing. And the Punisher from season 2 was outstanding. And so compelling, in fact, that it spawned a new spinoff. And the fact that it may already be filming is great to people that are interested in Marvel thematic cinematic universe. This is good news. Marvel is doing all the right things with their licensing. Okay, folks, moving on next, we got a special report on the curse of the Chain Strangler.
People should not be afraid of their governments. Governments should be afraid of their people.
Members have been murdered, Chief Inspector.
We're interrupting your regularly scheduled program to bring you this terrifying report.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Jane, what more can you tell us about the Salomon Brothers building and its collapse?
New York, very much a city still in chaos. The phones are not working properly. The subway lines are not working properly.
The sky now black with smoke in front of us. Just across the Tigris River here. This is shock and awe, Tom, to the population of Baghdad. Shock and awe, indeed.
The people you liberate will witness the honorable and decent spirit of the American military.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
Come on.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
I love my dad. I'd kill for him. I'd go to prison for him because I love him so much.
I love Bill Clinton.
What does that make Hillary Clinton to the Bush family?
My sister-in-law.
When you are subverting the power of government, that's a fundamentally dangerous thing to democracy.
What do you think of Edward Snowden?
I think he's a traitor.
Obama is the one that kills the U.S. troops if the Russians bomb any of them. Obama is the one that put them in harm's way. Obama is the one using them as human shields.
It is the most corrupt, degenerate, criminal government in American history.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
Get up, get up. Welcome to America, ISIS. This is what we do. Woo!
We got people that have taken your asses out in this building right now. We're armed to the teeth, and we're not scared. You got that, you sons of bitches?
In 2012, your agency was saying, quote, the Salafists, the Muslim Brotherhood, and Al-Qaeda in Iraq are the major forces driving the insurgents in Syria. Mm-hmm. In 2012, the U.S. was helping coordinate arms transfers to those same groups. Why did you not stop that?
Why didn't you come forward before? What were you waiting for?
Well, for you, Inspector. I needed you. I suddenly had this feeling that everything was connected. We're all part of it. Are we ready for it?
You're listening to Black Helicopter News. This is a special report.
This is an amazing story, folks. Curse of the Chain Strangler. Carl Pruitt's murderous ghost killed from beyond the grave. Now, I want you folks to know that I'm getting the chills just reading this story to you. I've read this already a few times, so I'm just going to give you the breakdown. If you want to investigate more of these stories, like us on Facebook. I post all of the stories that we go over on the page, Black Helicopter News. So I want to see those likes jump this week. Now, there's no shortage of terrifying legends attached to cemeteries all over America. That much is a given. But the cursed grave of Carl Pruitt, this takes the cake. This is not your typical haunted graveyard. This is on a whole nother level. And this is mostly due to Pruitt's history of committing murder from beyond the grave. The strange story of Carl Pruitt dates back to 1938. This takes place in Pulaski County, Kentucky. He one day discovered his wife in bed with another man. Now, the other man escaped through a window, but Carl's wife wasn't so lucky. In a blind rage, Carl wrapped a rusty chain around his wife's neck and strangled her to death. When she finally went limp and plummeted to the ground, dead weight, he grabbed his gun and shot himself. For obvious reasons, Pruitt's wife's family demanded he be buried in another graveyard in another town, and they got their wish. Carl's body was buried in a cemetery miles away, but that's when things started getting strange. Carl Pruitt was not resting in peace. Visitors began to notice that the patch of grass covering his grave was always discolored, and the mysterious off-color grass was growing in circular shapes that started to take the shape of a chain. Visibly, people began from all over to see bizarre markings surrounding the grave of the Chain Strangler, but it wasn't long before someone decided to vandalize Carl Pruitt's final resting place. It would prove to be a very bad idea. Wanting to impress his friends, a teenage boy tossed a rock at his headstone and it chipped it. As he and his friends rode their bikes home, a freak accident ended with the young man being strangled to death by the chain from his own bike. This strange coincidence wasn't lost on the local community. Before long, word that the murderous ghost of Carl Pruitt was to blame spread. With tears in her eyes, the young boy's mother believed the spirit of the Chain Strangler had taken her son. So she grabbed an axe, marched to the cursed graveyard, and started hacking at his grave. The next time anyone saw her, she was hanging from her clothesline. Somehow she managed to get so tangled in the cords that she strangled to death. Despite these warnings, people were foolish enough to test this legend including two police officers. They took photos of themselves in front of Carl's tombstone after laughing about the silly legend. And proving their bravery, these two men left the cemetery only to notice a strange ball of light following their squad car. Terrified, the men began speeding to escape the glowing orb. In the process, slammed their vehicle into a fence, thus decapitating one officer with a chain and throwing the other from the car. By the late 1940s, most people knew better than attempt fate. But in one final act of disbelief, a man who locals say was intent on destroying the chain strangler's headstone with a hammer, he was found dead outside the graveyard. The chain used to lock the cemetery gates was found wrapped around his neck. Shortly after that incident, a local mining company purchased the land, exhumed the bodies, relocated them. Carl Pruitt's infamous marker was removed and disposed of in an unnamed place, and just like that, the murderous ghost of the chain strangler seemed to disappear. Were these deaths just a strange coincidence? There's really no way to know if the stories of Carl Pruitt, the bloodthirsty ghost, are true. But then again, that's for you to decide. Alright, folks, that about wraps up this week's edition of the podcast. Thanks for listening. And as always, stay woke, my friends.